La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
In our section on books written in English about the Spanish Civil War, there's an interesting one from an American author who learned that her uncle had fought with the International Brigades, and she wrote a book about him. Laurie Levenger remembers her Uncle Sam carrying her on his shoulders at a May Day parade in New York when she was six, but it was years later that she discovered he had died in the Spanish Civil War, aged just 20. Her interest in his story began after her father moved house and gave her a box crammed full of papers. She didn't actually look at the contents for another 10 years, until just after she'd retired. And she found there were letters that Sam had sent to his parents while he was away, poems he had written, and unpublished novels by his mother Elma with stories about him. And she's turned them into a book called Love and Revolutionary Greetings, An Ohio Boy in the Spanish Civil War. At the start of the book, Sam and Elma share a story, in which they have a conversation with each other much as they would when they lived in the same house. Later, when Sam writes from Spain, their experiences are rooted in place. Sam is in the trenches. Elma is at home in Ohio, trying to keep her promise not to worry about him. There are many layers of story here. Sam recounts his experiences while trying not to frighten his family. Elma imagines where he is, what he's thinking and feeling. And Laurie takes all these fragments and pieces them together to create a coherent whole. The book provides a real insight into life in America in the 1930s and the International Brigades. About 40,000 volunteers joined in all from 53 different countries. There were about 3,000 Americans, many of them students, intellectuals and writers, and they had to travel illegally from the USA to France and then Spain, which was quite an adventure in itself. Sam sailed on the SS Paris to France in January 1937 with 100 Americans. He said they were all heading for Spain and trying, but not very convincingly, to pass themselves off as tourists. Once in Spain, he told his mother in a letter that, "I like the country and they keep me busy. It seems certain that I will never be sent to the front, which does not make me especially happy, but I suppose I'm being useful, so that's all right." He was sent to the front the following month. He often recounts his experiences with humour, toning down what's happening for his family. But in Madrid on the 1st of August 1937, he wrote, "We have been having more fun than a picnic lately, with machine guns playing No Pasarán and bombing planes five times a day instead of meals. It all ended up with me in a nice, comfortable hospital." As soon as he was able to walk again, Sam abandoned the hospital and rejoined his battalion. "Don't worry if I don't get a chance to write again for a few days," he says in a letter. "There's not much happening here anyway." He was critically injured in the Battle of Belchite in September 1937, 8 months after leaving home, and he died in hospital a few days later. He left letters for his parents and his girlfriend to be sent in the event of his death. This is an inspiring and sensitively written book. One feels very glad to have met Sam and Elma and to have shared Laurie Levenger's journey to find, once again, the uncle who was a mystery for so many years. The book, again, is called Love and Revolutionary Greetings, An Ohio Boy in the Spanish Civil War, and it's available in English or in Spanish from Laurie's website, www.levenger.net.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.